Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever. Back again with another episode, and I realize that I think the title of this now looks like Days of Our Lives, like the soap opera.
Oh my gosh. Should we be like really dramatic?
Yeah.
Like going through it. And
yes.
Then I make a bagel.
Yes.
A bagel.
What kind of bagel?
It had poppy seeds.
Oh. How could you?
My mother used to have poppy seeds before she died in a waterfall. No, what was the like fake sitcom or fake like dramatic show in Amanda show?
Amanda, please. No,
Moody's
wait.
Point.
Moody's
And her
point.
Mom got lost in a hot air balloon.
Yes.
And was like, that reminds me of my mom who got lost in a hot air balloon. And then they'd cut to her like, Moody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Welcome back.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing back.
And, yeah, and thank you for
the
bringing
Amanda
us there
because do you remember how good that show was? Just Amanda Bynes, I feel like. We've never really like chatted about her.
Which honestly is no, because also she's like making a comeback.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like part of the reason that like my brain doesn't like go to her as like a fun nostalgic thing to talk about is because of like, you know, the like issues she's had since. I feel
you're
like
so right.
I'm kind of like, oh, that,
I
like
feel
sad.
Bad.
Yeah,
you're right.
She has like a podcast now though.
Really?
Well, actually hold for sound because people are like saying that
it's not her.
No, yes, but they're saying that the person that she's getting involved on the podcast isn't like the best person. And there are some
her
people
co-host.
Yeah, the co-host. And apparently there have been people that I've seen on TikTok that like know the co-host and have been like, I know this co-host, you need to basically help her because they have like done et cetera, et cetera. So they're like saying stories about this. So obviously I don't know if it's true. It's all barely coming out now, but
or Amanda Bynes.
I know.
But I guess like, yeah, when I don't think about her because it's like not super happy, but when I do think about her, I do have like fond memories.
She was so funny.
So
her comedic timing was so good.
Remember when you watched She's the Man and all of the parts on TikTok?
Yes. Yes.
They just added it to Netflix. I saw it on there yesterday.
Oh, love that.
Which I was like, a man. And then I was like, girl. And you feel, and especially when you see her, at least in like those old movies.
Yeah. She was the it girl.
She totally
was.
Yeah. We talk about like the Mount Rushmore of like the 2000s girls. And it was absolutely, who do we say? Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Are they one head?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And who would the fourth one be? Because I feel like there's a lot of people who could be up for that spot. Like it could be Raven Simone. It could be Hilary Duff.
Oh, Hilary, I feel like was just every.
I feel like she didn't do as much as she was like doing a lot of Disney, but like not outside. Like she was not doing what Amanda Bynes and what Lindsay Lohan were doing.
No. Not to the degree.
Same time.
Yeah.
I feel like hers was delayed because then she did, what was it? Another Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Raise Your Voice.
Yeah.
She did like
those kind of ones later.
Yeah. Dang, I don't know.
I feel like it maybe should be Raven.
I feel like it low key should, especially because she. Cosby Show up until like was doing everything.
She was working forever.
Yeah. Icon.
And she's still giving.
I know.
Every time I hear like an interview or see
I know
a clip
I'm like
from
thank
anything.
God she's still doing good. Still
and she
kicking.
Seems so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Another throwback pair people was They were just celebrating an anniversary, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, for The Simple Life.
Yes. Yeah,
remember that show? I used to watch the hell out of that.
Well, I had to like sneak watch it because I definitely was the not supposed to
watch it. The bit that I held onto was when they were like out and being chaotic and they just go, sana, 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 sana. I don't know why, but that was like the funniest thing. And then like growing up, I'd just be like, sana, sana. With like my friends. Did you do that too?
Yes. That's really? Because of you. I mean, like when I met you when we were young, like you would do that shit. And I was
so
like,
embarrassed.
Right.
I thought I knocked that off before I met you.
No.
Oh God. That's not even God. Close. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
No. Yeah, I definitely.
I actually would just like to apologize if you knew me before the age of 24.
Yeah, I would like to make that. I think a blanket statement.
Yeah, I think we all just so sorry. Try to get to know me now. Yeah. You might have a better time.
Yeah.
If you knew me before my 20s, formal apology.
Yeah.
Let's forget.
Formal. Yeah. If you knew me, then no, you didn't.
That's why it's silly when you like hear like, oh, he like said that. Like, I'm like, I haven't seen him since high school. How does he have anything to say about me?
Right. Like, or also when people like still are like, yeah, well, I don't remember. I don't like her because, but I mean like, yeah, like let's all hold a grudge and like, we love to see it. Cause like, who cares? But also it's like, it's been like 10 years.
That's maybe that's also why it feels so embarrassing to think like to run into people from high school. Cause they're like, oh God, you knew that version of me.
Yeah.
And like, that's who you knew, and that's who
and
you
like
remember.
If you see me on social media, like that's probably who you think of, because when I see you, I know who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, and it's not you right now at 28, it's like, you when you were like 15.
Yeah. Ew.
I know,
I hate that. Cringe.
I recently had a conversation, I can't remember with which friend of mine, but I was talking about, and they were like, oh, and you remember her from high school, she wasn't that. And I was like, and you know what, I hope that she has changed, is what I said. I was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, and you know what? I'm just going to assume, because I haven't seen her in so long, or et cetera, that they just grew up just like us. Like, I'm not going to give them like the not benefit of the doubt. Be like, can you, I bet you she's still a bitch.
Right.
Maybe, potentially. People sometimes don't change or grow up or choose to better.
Just be the same. Yeah.
Be better about it. Because usually the times when you do catch up with, they're just like so much more mature or
like
so
life has happened.
Yeah. Right. And you're like, it's fine. It's been 10 years. You're not the little bitch that would be like, well.
Right. Right.
That's like, I saw a TikTok the other day that was like, if you have a friend who you're still friends with from high school, like that is your ride or die. They saw you through all of your awkward phases and they're still here. I'm like, that is me and Kenzie.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm like, wow, we've really been through it together. And like, yes, in a way of like, we've been through it together, but also like, we were like so cringy together.
Yeah.
And like, not like cute cringy, you know, where
just,
it's like,
just, I said, oh, I'm not cute.
Just
cringy.
Real cringy. Yeah, just like real cringy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any like photos that you guys took of when you were like younger in like your bedroom or like super from Facebook, MySpace?
Yeah. Yeah. There's one that I can think of. Two that I can think of. One where we thought it would be like cute and funny to have like a photo shoot in like the bubble bath. So we like filled up her parents' bath and like put a bunch of bubbles and then like got in our sports bras and we're like taking all these pictures.
It's kind of giving.
Yeah, right?
Creative.
Right.
And then the other one was like a like flash photo, like Fujifilm picture of us like bending over, peace sign, like the camera was like on timer on the ground. And we both had like Pokemon band-aids on our knees, and we didn't, I remember it so specifically because we didn't have any cuts on our knees. We were just like, let's wear like band-aids on our knees, like, because we're like, and they're like Pokemon because we're like so funny.
Yeah. I am so guilty. Yeah. And as you're saying this, I'm cringy because I definitely put on band-aids for attention at one point.
I'm laughing at you because I can see myself.
Why would we put on fake band-aids?
Yeah.
Also,
I'm so sorry to interrupt because I just thought of the pinnacle. This is the one I should have mentioned in photos like that. And I will try to find these photos for the 20 whatever Instagram.
Please.
This would have been around New Year's when we were 15. We decided to go to Party City and buy matching crowns, and they had Hello Kitty on them. And instead, we peeled off the Hello Kitty sticker. We printed out photos of each other's faces and put them on the crowns. And we wore these crowns like everywhere. Like mine had her face and hers had my face. And so there are like pictures of me like on a hike with my family on New Year's Day, like Kenzie with us. And like, we're like in our crowns.
That is so cute.
And I'm like, we did that and we're still friends.
Well, that's why. You've done that. You have the proof.
You can't. You completed like, the ritual.
Yeah. That is so embarrassing.
It is.
Oh, but crowns like, with each other's faces.
That's so funny, though. And so just like.
So real.
So young. You know, like that's just like, of course, right? Yeah.
Does the phrase photo booth mean anything to you guys? This is all you guys talking about. This all I can think about is photo booth on the early laptops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And all the like split head pictures. Mm-hmm. Right. And the hearts, of course.
I want the black and white. The one that looks like pencil.
Oh, yeah.
I like love that one. It made my like it was back in the scene day. So it like helped me look more seen. And I remember like trying to get
it would do like make the black like really, really black. Yeah.
Did you go through a scene phase, Paloma?
Oh,
did you go through a scene phase?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was roar till I die.
Roar till I die.
I went into Hot Topic like I knew it was
bracelets up to my elbows.
I feel like by the time I met Ryan and briefly met you, like you were more, it was more preppy at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Like this senior year.
Oh, yeah. See, this was when I was like 15.
Mm-hmm. When I met you, Ryan, you were like hipster phase.
Yes.
You were like cool hipster.
Yeah, it was giving like boho chic a little bit, you know.
Such a boho chic.
Yeah. And I also would wear like the, I would brush all my hair to one side.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so ugly. Wow. It's so embarrassing. Oh, I just saw a picture of it and I was like,
And you know what? I was so close. God, your guys are going to make such fun of me. I was so damn close to getting spider bites. The piercings, you know, the
shut
two. Because I was like,
oh, right.
I don't know why.
No,
but,
I wanted it to.
Listening to Never Shout Never, like, oh, I'm somebody. Yeah.
And also, like, that's so emo.
Not seen, babe.
Like,
I think it's like, such a Warped
so
Tour.
Not, yeah,
babe.
Right.
Yeah, going to, of course, going to Warped
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever go to Warped Tour?
I did.
Oh, so you were a real
singer. She was a real singer. I was not.
I had to chaperone my sister at Warped Tour because she was a real cool girl and I was not.
TBT, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to dig up those photos.
Bro, Paloma's done some things.
Also, Paloma.
She's been around. It's true.
Keep and that's secrets. Why it's embarrassing to have people that have been friends with you for a long time.
I know. Seen too much, know too much.
Yeah.
You do know too much. They're not these eyes over here.
I said, cross me if you want to.
We should
I got the receipts.
We should do an episode on all our different like eras.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. With photo evidence.
Oh.
I think the photo evidence. Because I think at one point I did an entire photo shoot at a park. You know.
Oh, right. Of course.
Mm-hmm. The set.
Right.
And I picnicked them up with a less than heart sign.
Oh, yeah.
The emojis on the photo for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We'll bring those.
Yeah.
Okay. Embarrassing.
Yeah, very much so.
And I am now on the internet telling everyone and saying, let me show you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just pull it up.
Want to see?
I know. Right. I feel safe here.
Yeah.
I don't know why. No, you guys hold me. I do.
Yeah,
I do feel helped.
Yeah.
I'm
feel
very
seen
scared,
and supportive. Seen. Yes.
Me. What did we come to talk about here today?
Well, Paloma, I was going to say, it's so funny you talking about your scene phase while you are the epitome of Elle Woods with the pink headphones, the pink sweater, the pink koozie, and the pink pillow.
Tea.
So funny looking. And like, you've got your pink lip. Like,
right.
You're so Elle Woods. And to picture you with spider bites and like swoopy bangs.
It's so
thick
funny.
Eyeliner. Dude, thick eyeliner.
That's what gets me.
And I would have three shirts on. Like
the layers.
The band t-shirt, obviously. Yeah. Like,
no.
Devil Wears Prada, of course.
Oh, yeah.
No. Is that? That's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh, God. I would literally listen to Screamo on the, like, trying to.
Right.
In the morning. It's 7 a.m., girl. Why are you listening to.
Right.
There's no. But here, there I was trying to fit in.
Also, like, this most spideriest, clumpiest, grossest mascara ever.
With three different mascaras to attain that.
Yeah.
Even, like, those sweatbands that had, like, checkers on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those earrings? They were like jelly, but they were spiky.
Spiky? Yeah.
I would wear those and think that I literally invented rock and roll. I'm so serious. And I really thought I was like doing something. The spiky belt, also thought I was
Do
doing
we
something.
Think we're going to go back to like a scene?
A scene revival.
A scene revival.
Yes, but not in a tacky way. Like, scene was tacky looking. Yeah. And I feel like now, that's why, like, they can, because, like, Y2K, kind of tacky. But Y2K now, like, the reimagined Y2K is, like, super cute and, like, fashion.
Yeah.
So they'll take the elements of it.
Yeah, they're going to take the elements of that, but, like, make it, like, chic and cool. Mm. And then I'm going to be like, oh, where was this when I was 15? You know what I mean?
TBT.
I know, throwback.
What were we here to come to talk about?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, we're gonna talk about our routines.
Yes.
Oh, a day in our life.
Yes. Yes. I thought this was gonna be, sorry, I just like said yes so many times.
Please.
The same way.
Yes, yes. No, yes.
Sorry. I'm just excited. We thought this would be a fun episode to do because as we've talked about so many times before, like we're all the same age and we all live kind of similar lives. We're going through similar things, but like we really are so different. And to talk about like our day-to-day lives, like while you're raising children and owning a business and, you know, we're doing our thing in LA. So I just thought it would be fun to be like, what does everyone's 9 a.m. look like?
Right.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I like that. So instead of going through like one by one, like this is what I do. Like, what are we doing at this time of the day?
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. Because then we could be like, oh, I like just woke up and you're like, crazy. I've been up for 4 hours. By that time, I've done this. I've done the lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Because while we do talk about like specific situations that are different, it's just, it might be nice to see like even the mundane, like what does that look like for each of us?
Yeah. I'm really excited to see like, cause you know, I watch your guys' vlogs and the content you post, but I feel like it is so different. Like what are we actually doing at certain times of the day?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, I almost feel like Hannah Montana because I'm like, I have two very different lives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have, cause I work 2.5 days a week. I have childcare 20 hours a week. And that's when I do my work stuff. And other than that, I am, you know, a stay-at-home mom with Grace. And so it's like those two separate days, so different.
Right.
So different. So I think I'll stick more with my Grace days to talk about that. Because I think that's probably like, A, that's what I do more of the time because also weekends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and also I feel like I vlog more of my work days.
Mm. Right.
And when I try to vlog on days when I'm with Grace, it is so much more just like, I'm going to montage this 4 hour bit of us, you know, going out and doing something. Or,
yeah.
Because it's hard for me to like keep a storyline, I guess, right? Like a thread through the day of what's going on when I'm with Grace because all of my focus is on that.
Right.
And it's gotten easier lately because now she is a little more like into independent play. So if she's playing, I can be like, oh, let me like update things real quick.
Right.
But I, you know, I don't want her to be in the vlog the whole time. I don't want it to be too focused on her. So I'm trying to find those little moments to step away. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a couple months ago, every time I pull out the camera, I want to see. Mm-hmm. I want to see. I want to see mom. And so I'm like, I have to film when I'm away from her.
Right.
Which like nap times are great for that in the evenings. But also it's like, especially being pregnant, I'm like,
those are my nap times.
I need that time.
Yeah.
Right? So I'll focus on the mom days.
Okay.
So for a typical average day in your life, who's up at 6 a.m.?
Nope.
Not yet.
No. Definitely not.
Not yet.
7 a.m.
I'm up.
Between 7 and 8. 7, usually in the 7s, I'm up. Mm-hmm. Rarely do I sleep and wake up and see an 8 on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But usually in the 7s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Start us there. It's between 7 and 8. Sierra, why don't you kick us off and then we'll bump over to P.
Gotcha.
Well, I used to try to set my alarm for like 6:30 or 7 so that I could like wake up and start the day before Grace is up because she usually wakes up between like 7:30 and like 8:15. Mm-hmm. But lately, I'm so dang tired. I'm just like, let me just wait till my toddler wakes me up and then we'll get ready together.
Right.
And also, she loves getting ready with me now.
Aww.
So like it's less when she was younger. It's like, oh, my God, I have to be like ready for her, ready to start the day. And now she like wants to be in there when I'm like getting ready and, you know, doing my hair and my makeup. It's like a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
So lately it's been, I'm sleeping. Oh, toddler's awake. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How are you?
Right.
Right.
Okay. And for me, my body wakes me up at 6:45 to go to the bathroom. It's unfortunate. I don't know how it knows what time it is, but like at 6:45, I will mostly always be up and going pee. 6:45, 7. If it's like 7:10, I'm like, oh my gosh, my body didn't wake me up. That's so odd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, blessed, but like weird.
Right.
So I will be up 7 and I will immediately after doing the pee, wash my face because that is like, okay, girl, let us splash some water on our face. And I'm just, as you know, I'm still dealing with acne. And so I'm like, I have to stick with a routine. And if I put it off later, it will never happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm already in the bathroom. Wash the face. I've accomplished something. I'm starting to feel good.
I was going to say, I'm like impressed. That's like a flex.
Dude.
Thank you. Because
I do not wash my face first thing when I get up.
it's so hard. I don't want to do it. I really don't. But yeah. I like, as I'm washing my hands to after I've gone to the bathroom, it's just like my hands are already wet. So I literally just go, okay,
that's
let's just
so smart
because washing, I'm like, I could dry them and go back to bed and then come right. back. And that does happen. I'm not going to lie. It does happen.
Right.
But I will like be like, come on, girl, just do it. Yeah. And then after I wash my face, I'll walk back to my room and do my bed. And then I'm like, oh, shit. I am literally unstoppable.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
But you are.
Right. It's those TikToks that sound where it's like, am I better than everyone?
You are.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, God. The washing your face because your hands are already wet is so smart because I feel like washing my face wakes me up. Like my eye. But before I wash my face, my eyes still feel tired. Like I right. could go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Right.
So when I wake up, regardless if I'm, you know, with Grace or I get up a little bit before her, I immediately pee because even though now I'm waking up in the middle of the night to pee two times, I immediately have to pee when I wake up,
mm-hmm.
take the dogs out. For a little while, I was journaling outside. It's been a minute since we've done that, but I do sit there and just exist.
Right.
Oh, but if I good. Washed my face before that, then I'd be like really awake out there.
Yeah. Right.
Just maybe just like try it. Literally be like, okay, yep. tomorrow morning, I'm literally just going to try it and see yep. if it works for you. And if it feels good, be like, oh, well, I liked how that felt.
Right. Yeah.
And if it doesn't work for you, don't. I literally had to figure out how the hell to do it because.
Right.
And I found out, oh, if my hands are already wet, I'm like, oh, well, I'm already here. I'm yeah. saving time. Right. And in my mind, I'm actually saving time, but like I'm actually just getting to what needs to.
You're just like yeah. accomplishing things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
And tricking herself. Don't tell her.
No, right. Yeah.
Don't tell her that she can dry her hands. No, 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 no.
Right.
Tell her.
Right. I definitely wake up closer to 8. Definitely closer to 8. But I don't. That part is not waking up. That's the problem. It's getting out of the bed is the problem. Because I'd be up. I'd just be awake. And I'll be on my phone, you know, and I'm like, it's like closer to 8:30. And so I'm like checking my emails. I'm like looking at what I got to do for the day. You know, I'm checking what I got to do and I'm working probably too and posting and doing whatever. And I'm like, just get up. And it's a lot of back and forth for a while because I go to bed so late.
We were talking about this the other day because I got a heated blanket and Ryan's had a heated blanket and nothing is worse than being cozy in your heated bed.
Heated blanket
in the morning and being like, I could just.
Because just roll around here for a little bit more. Yeah.
Not me like tragic. Romanticizing that as you're saying it though. I'm like, oh, I remember like waking up and just like being on my phone for a little while and like being able to like push it off. Like I honestly, I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting here like because I know that right. I was the same way when before I had Grace where I'd be like, oh, just get up. But I'm like, oh my God, that sounds so nice.
Nice.
That's so nice. I'm like a little jealous.
I mean, I do love that like I don't have. Anybody waiting on me I'm the only one that's gonna suffer if I don't actually get out of the bed
mm-hmm. Well and especially since you know working from home and working remote like you right. set your own schedule
bro sometimes and this is tricky of me sometimes the night before I'll put my laptop I'll have it all charged and I'll put it right next to my bed so I don't have to get up and I can just reach on the floor and pick it up isn't that tragic
Ryan
and then I don't feel bad because I'm literally working yeah. I'm working
oh God but I feel that I swear like
it's so
waking up and working from the bed
I'm like
so easy
and then I don't feel bad
yeah because you're being productive.
I'm literally being productive
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
yeah I see so.
Learned that one, trying to unlearn that one.
I know. Having Slack on your phone is like honestly a little like tough. Like
I know,
was like trying
because
to
because I'm
it
like,
off
oh yeah.
Phone.
I was like, yeah, got it. Let me just do it real quick right now.
Yeah, because I
like,
could just quickly do something really quick.
Right. And I can respond to everything right now.
Yeah.
Am I gonna take it off my phone? No. But I see that maybe boundaries could be made, but that's not today.
I see where the boundaries could be inserted. Okay, but
right. Not here.
Right.
Yeah.
What
but
time
definitely I'm running to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't get up to pee because I won't.
How can you wake up and not have to pee?
No, in the middle of the night?
No, just, well, I mean, yes.
Because I don't do, I don't because I need to sleep.
Wow.
Non-pregnancy, I don't wake up to pee. I'm with you.
Oh my God, that's so, I wish I don't go through a night where I don't wake up to pee.
Oh.
I simply have not seen one of those nights.
I simply forever. Will just wait.
Are you able to go right back to sleep?
Yeah.
See, I can't.
That's such a problem I've been having. Mm-hmm. I wake up. I'm up from anywhere from like 30 minutes to like 3 hours sometimes.
Oh
and
my
it's
god!
Destroying my sleep.
No, right?
Oh my god!
That's what happens to me when I wake up to pee.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So then I'm like, just don't go. And right. then in the morning when I do wake up, I'm like, Yeah. Everybody get the fuck out of my way.
At 2 a.m. around 2, 2:30, I gotta just stumble. And I don't even think I opened my eyes, honestly. I have like a little nightlight in the bathroom. You're like, I just pee.
Because you can't lose your sleepy.
No. And you're literally holding on to, please hold on to the sleep. Eyes closed.
Literally, you're focusing. Like, don't think, don't see anything, don't look at your phone. And that's the other thing that gets me too. Because I also, I want to see what time it is. So I'm like, what time is it? And then I'm like, oh, I have a notification. All right. It's slippery slope.
Speaking of time, so Ryan's up at 8. You guys have been awake almost an hour, depending on. Ryan gets up to pee. What are you guys doing 8 to 9?
From 8 to 9, I will go into the kitchen and make myself my green juice. That'll be the first thing I'll have because I can't, like, do food just yet, but I want to, like, start getting it going. So I'll be like, okay, I'll get a green juice. Maybe a coffee. Sometimes I'm like, don't do that because you need food in your stomach first. Right. And if I have the coffee, it will honestly push my eating till later because I won't feel hungry. So when I'm good, just a green juice. And then I will start like setting up my laptop in like the living room or the kitchen or something like that. Which if the kitchen or something is like not giving, I'll have to like tidy up before I start because I am just such a like OCD type where like I need to have my space really organized or I'll try to find like a room that I'm like, okay, this is clean enough to where I'm doing. So there are some times where I'm like need to tidy up a little bit before beginning, but getting right into it, just sitting on the getting to the laptop. Fingers crossed.
I feel like I can't work in a untidy space. Like, I can have like clothes places, but like if I sit somewhere that has a bunch of stuff, it would rather do the other thing. I would rather just clean it up.
Because I will sit
and
down.
And I'm distracted and now I'm doing other things. And now I'm cleaning the bathroom when I should be not doing that.
Right. Oh my God, it's me.
Right.
And I've found myself doing that because I'll be sitting here looking at the dishes and I'll be like, no, I want to just hang out. And I like moving from different rooms because I do work from home. So I want to change the scenery. I just left the bedroom. So to stay in the bedroom would be like, I'll probably, because sometimes, which I will admit, after I make the bed, I do grab the phone to lay in the made bed and scroll and do and handle work from there. But if I just traject, go get the juice. Go to the kitchen. Yeah. Go to the kitchen.
Leave the room.
Leave the room. Because if not, I get so comfy and then that gets my shit off. So get to the laptop, 9 o'clock. By 9 o'clock, I have my beverages around me and tidy and I'm at the laptop, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Sierra, where are you at?
When Grace wakes up, the first thing she wants to do is like cuddle on the couch. And she wants to have like, because before we do our real breakfast, she has like one of her little like squeezer pouches. So she always wants to sit on the couch, cuddle up, have a little squeezer pouch. And then usually we'll watch a show for a little while we're both like still waking up. And then we're ready for like real breakfast. Mm-hmm. So once we've done that, then we go into the kitchen and we make real breakfast. And I usually wait to eat until then. And we usually have different breakfasts. Like usually for lunch and dinner, we'll have the same thing. But for breakfast, I don't eat eggs. And like eggs are such a great thing for her to eat. So I've been making her eggs in the morning since she was like 6 months old.
Right.
So I make her eggs. Usually, sometimes we do something else, but usually eggs. Sometimes I'll make something for myself. Lately, I'll be postmating something for myself. Mm-hmm. Take my vitamins, take my prenatals. And the whole like the whole show of making breakfast takes a little while because she wants to help with everything, which is really nice because then that's like a whole activity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Versus when she was younger, it was like, okay, let me like make sure you're entertained while I quickly make breakfast. And now it's like a whole thing.
Right.
Right.
So usually we'll do that. And then on the days where she has an activity, one of them is at 9:30. The other one's at 9:15. Mm-hmm. So usually we're leaving the house around 9. Mm-hmm. So after breakfast, we'll go. And I always ask her, like, do you want me to get ready first or do you want you to get ready first? She always wants me to get ready first.
Right.
So we go into my room. And if I need to take a shower, I'll do that. And she, like, plays with her toys right outside. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm just, like, refreshing my hair, washing my face, doing all of that. She loves to like play in my makeup. So I let her like go through everything now and she'll, you know, take the brushes and do her little things.
Right.
And then, I know it's so sweet and it's like so much easier. And that's the other thing with having another baby. I'm like, we're about to get in the hard part again.
Right.
Because now we're at a spot. I'm like, things are pretty easy.
Right.
She's pretty easy.
And you like know what I'm saying. I know what you're saying. We're good. Like, we don't have to, like, struggle to communicate.
Yeah. Right. And, like, you just want to, like, hang out with me and, like, do the things that I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
Or, like, play with your toys, but, like, in around the same room as me.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's not the same. I know. I'm, like, enjoying this last bit of time where it's just, like,
Mm-hmm. You understand things.
Right, because when you have the baby, you probably when you wake up, do you think, is when you like have to start breastfeeding? Or what do you think around what time?
It's so funny because I feel like so much of like the even the first year, I was going to say the first month, but really the first year is like a blur to me with Grace. So I'm like, yeah, I always did breastfeed her right when she woke up. And then, you know, that's going to just breastfeeding in general and just feeding, even if I don't end up breastfeeding, is going to like. Right, change like the whole
all in the night, like whenever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Change the whole routine. But yeah, so she'll get ready with me and she loves to pick out my outfit. So sometimes I'll let her do that. Sometimes I'll like give her options to choose for me because sometimes she loves the blue cover up pants from the Skims video.
Scream.
She like always opens.
Oh my gosh, but those are so cute.
Right.
She'll like open the drawer and be like, Mommy, how about these blue pants? And I'm like, for your ballet class, I'm not going to wear a swim cover up. But those are great pants. Right. I was thinking of this. I'll let her have some sort of say usually in what I want to wear. And then we'll go get her ready. She'll pick her outfit. We'll do her hair. And then we'll try to be out the door around 9.
Yeah.
Dang.
And on the days where we don't have an activity, we'll usually draw out that morning part longer. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll stay longer on the couch when we wake up. We'll spend longer making breakfast. We'll have some playtime after breakfast. And I still like to try to get out of the house with her every day. Mm-hmm. But usually then we're leaving the house at like 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Stretch it out.
Right.
That's so much activity.
I know. And right there, her saying like, I try to at least leave the house at least one time a day with her. I'm like, oh my God, I don't leave my house every day because I work from home. But like that would do me so much good, like actually stepping – I think I spoke with you that I was like, because I was working so much that I had not even stepped to my front yard for like 3 days. I was like, oh my God, I haven't been even outside in 3 to 4 days. And I just stood outside and stared at the sun and was like, okay.
Dude, it started raining one time and it was like knee deep in Vlogmas when I was like really going through it. And I also had not left like my apartment in so long. And it started raining and I like almost cried. Aww. And I like went outside and was like looking at the rain and I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Literally. And then I was like, all right, back to work.
Back to the cave.
Literally.
That's where, like, there are, you know, so there are hard things about splitting my time between work and parenting and trying to do both. But for me, I do feel like it is such a nice balance because I'm not working so much that I feel like life is kind of passing me by, because even though parenting is hard and, like, taking care of a toddler all day is hard, we get to do life a little bit more than just like sitting at a desk, you know?
Right.
Like, yes, I'm parenting, but we're also like going to Target or like going to the park, or I'm taking her to her class.
Right.
But in also getting to work, I also don't experience what I've heard a lot of stay-at-home moms experience, of that feeling of like, I don't have any time away from my child, be it personal or other. When I'm working, I only have to think about work.
Right.
So even though it's not necessarily like me time in the traditional sense, it does kind of feel like that sometimes, because it's like, oh, I'm just working right now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I feel like for me, it's been, and it took a long time for me to find that balance, but I feel super blessed to like have that balance, because it is such, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because it is such like a good reminder of like, I'm really lucky I get to just go and leave the house with her, you know?
Yeah.
When I'm with her, there aren't a ton of other things I have to do other than like parent.
Right.
Right.
And so a lot of our time is like up in the air to what she wants to do and I want to do. And
right.
Yeah.
Dang.
I need to put that in my routine, like ensuring I step outside. Like outside. That, like, yeah, putting that in the break time, which, you know what? Perhaps I do. We'll get there later.
I mean, it is important for me to go outside even for 5 minutes. Like, I think I've talked about this before. Like, I just need to like plant. But if I don't have space in my brain to remember, that's the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I just will forget.
For sure.
And then I haven't been outside in 2 days. You know?
Yeah, you just simply
just like don't think about it.
Right.
If like I know that I have X, Y, Z, and Z, and Z, and Z to do, like that is obviously so much more important. But also, it takes no time to just stand outside for 5 seconds. Like,
It's also the routine of it all. I feel like, yeah. Like, Because I feel like when we were living together, we got into a good routine of like taking our lunch together or like trying to schedule it towards each other so we could step out onto the patio and like really just get some sun. And Ryan was like, you want to go outside with me? I need a plant. And I'm always like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't need it as much as you.
Yeah. No, you're kind of dungeony.
I love She's it. Like, that's why.
Blinds closed, lights dark. Off, like dark. Cave. And I'm like, I can't.
You need light. Live like My this. Boyfriend comes in and like turns on the lights and is it's like, it's so.
She literally like, it like hisses. Like it's like that.
And I think that that's Same why vibe. I forget to go outside because I don't need it. Like look for it or anything like that. But then my mental health feels so much substantially better after doing
it. I know. And then you go outside and you're like, wow.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
The world is so big.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Literally. Right. Like go outside and touch some grass, girl. Please. Literally. Me to me.
Literally.
So Ryan, what are you doing from 8 to 9?
8 to 9, I am probably making some coffee. If it's hot coffee, I'll like start that, and then while like it's like making the thing, I'll go and like wash my face and like put on an outfit or something. Like not an outfit. Let's not get. I'm not going anywhere. I'm putting on a different pair of sweats. Okay, and they're probably not clean. All right. If it's iced coffee, I'll just make the coffee and then set it on my desk. But then I'll go and do all my other things because if I start drinking coffee, I feel like I want to just start doing whatever activity I want to do. Like, it's like I have the drink and now I can start work. So I can't drink it until I'm ready to sit down.
Right.
I feel that.
And work.
I feel that with my beverages and my laptop.
I'm like, because if I get the beverage, then I just go to do whatever activity is associated with said beverage.
And if you grab the phone, that scrolling through the phone will be the activity with the beverage.
Exactly.
And you lost the momentum. Yep. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It can't like. During the week, it's like a treat, you know? Like, you have to be like, okay, if you're at the laptop sitting nicely and scrolling and working and doing stuff, then you can get the coffee.
Right.
But, like,
it's given when Grace's preschool teacher is like, once you're sitting quietly with your hand on your head, I'll put the sticker on.
Yep.
But not until then.
It's absolutely that.
It's absolutely that.
And my
that.
Reward for washing my face and putting on clothes and stuff is the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, I have the coffee. I got my work situation going. Also, I don't charge my phone overnight. Mm. I charge it up until I go to sleep.
Why, bitch?
Because I like to watch ASMR in my bed. Right. And I can't be in whatever position I want if it's plugged in.
I listen to either a podcast or like a video essay every night when I go to sleep. And so I'm the same way. I can't charge my phone when I'm sleeping because Stephen made me paranoid that I'm going to wrap a phone cable around my neck and die.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
I was going to say I'm paranoid, but I'm like, let's be real.
It's Steven.
This paranoia was put on me.
Right. Same vibe.
Yeah.
So then when I wake up, my phone's on like 20%. So then I go charge it by my bed while I'm at my desk. Phone's not even near me.
Brilliant. Tricked so, yourself. Good, job. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I have just started work and I'm drinking coffee and I haven't started to freak out yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm not doing too much in the early. I'm not. I am a morning person, but by myself only.
Mm. Why are you looking at me, girl?
Because
I know why she's looking at me.
Because she will just start talking immediately upon like waking up.
I'm a morning person.
And I like don't want to talk.
You're an introverted morning person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when I see her in the morning when we used to live together, I'd be like, hey, good morning.
And I literally am always like.
She'd be like, Paloma, I have it. And I'm like, oh,
I'm like,
sorry.
Hey. No, I love that you're excited. I'm just not quite there yet. So just give me a moment. She'll be like, okay, well, when you're ready, come knock on my door.
Yeah.
In like 10 minutes, I'm like, I'll come when I'm ready.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just slow in the morning. Like I just really need to take the time because I just like hate feeling rushed also, even if it's by my own hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I so I just that. Like, I'm like, let me just, if it takes you forever, at least you'll get there. And I stay up late, so I don't have a problem working late. Like,
right.
I just work at night. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So me waking up later isn't like I'm losing anything. I'm just
right. Yeah.
Doing
You're
it later.
Recovering.
Yeah, I'm just recovering from working that night.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm usually out with Grace at our – either we're in the midst of our activity, if it's her preschool class or her ballet class, or – we're just leaving the house for if we're doing something later in the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And usually our activity, if it's not one of her structured classes, usually our activities are in the realm of grocery shopping, going to Target, running some errands, going to the park, going to the library. Sometimes we'll do something a little bit bigger, like, you know, go to the safari park, go to Legoland, have a play date with friends, like going to the beach, going to the mall, you know, we'll kind of cycle through things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She naps at 1 o'clock, getting a little ahead of myself, but this is all like, you know,
right.
One block. So if I want her to nap at home, which lately she is sometimes napping, sometimes not. Mm-hmm. So it used to be like, I have to be home by like 12:30 so that she can nap. And like,
right.
I know I'm going to get that time. But now right. that it's kind of up in the air, if we're doing a smaller activity like errands or the park, I'll get home at noon, make lunch, put her down for her nap. But if we're doing a longer activity, I'll just be like, she will just nap in the car on the way home and that'll right. be her nap because it's kind of 50-50 if she's actually going to nap anyways.
Right.
So then I'll push it a little bit more if we're like hanging out with friends or going to the safari park or something or going to Legoland. I'll be like, as long as we're heading home by 2 and she's getting some sort of nap around 2, we're good.
Right. Yeah. I have workouts on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11:30. So by 11 o'clock, I'm like trying to wrap up what I need to wrap up, putting on some workout clothes and like cleaning my room because I do it virtually. So I'm always like, let me not have a pile of clothes in the floor.
Yeah.
And I always do. So I always have to take some time to clean up and get ready for my workout. And then my workout's from, it's 11. My workout's from 11 to 12.
Do you have in that first like morning block of work before the workout specific work tasks that you like to focus on?
Oh, yeah. It's always like check every single inbox.
Yep.
Right. Check every single inbox. Respond to everything. Engage on like 20 whatever socials and like be a person and look at the DMs and do all that stuff. And then I always do like a checklist, right? I have like, okay, I have podcast things, whether that's like talent or, you know, social media, same thing with like Schultzy Collective, vlog stuff, like all of the things and like what are the tasks for each thing individually. And usually the things that take the least amount of time but that I have to do every day is like podcast engagement stuff and then like emails.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll check like comments and stuff if I've posted anything anywhere doing like that kind of maintenance stuff. But it's all like relatively chill tasks. Or like if there's any fires, then obviously you handle the fires, you know, right. before. But it's like those everyday tasks that you just like have to do, you know, mm-hmm. and you know you got to do it every day. So like, let's just do it. It's like the things that I do at the beginning of the day, I do at the end of the day. It's mm-hmm. like it's like those same tasks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get into the meat of it, because also it's hard for me to like be really into something and then have to stop to do something else because then I lose momentum. So I like don't start anything like big until after noon.
I yeah. feel that so deeply in my bones. And I feel like that's why it takes me so much time to like sit down. Like once I sit down, I'm yeah. like, you're going to be
exactly.
here for a long time. So get your drinks, get everything you need get around you need. Because you're yep. not getting up
yep.
because I'll be so sucked in and then will not realize what time it is yep. until I'm like starving.
Starving. Yeah. yeah. yeah.
And that's what I think. Honestly, is
that's what
cute,
tells you what time.
That's honestly. Yeah. Because I will be. What time are we at right now?
We're at like 11 to noon.
11 to noon? Yeah, I'd still be working. I will not have hunger.
You're just going from breakfast straight head down work till
Yeah. I'll lunch. Be totally, yeah. Once I get those, and that is why I'm always like, okay, let's get like a little bit of granola, a little something. But the hunger in the morning is just never there. Like I really have to like get myself going. And I'm like, and I honestly partially forget. Like I genuinely am yeah. just so like
same.
Into my thing that I forget to eat. And I'm like, oh shit, it's 1 p.m. and yep. you haven't eaten and you are famished at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a race. It literally just like, I'm like, I just like leave my computer. Like I don't even
well,
like
because you like
shit.
Can't stand it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you
rather
like,
than
don't
like,
know. And then it's like, oh my God, I'm going to die right now.
Rather yeah. than setting an alarm like at 12:30, babes, or sooner than that. So we don't get to that. Oh my God, I need to open the fridge and get something now.
Right.
Let's stop at 12. Select the tasks, get up and go. No, it's right. I'm so for real. I yeah. am just like, I'm starving. I've got to go. My hands are shaking. I'll like get up and then like just try to find something in the fridge. And it's got to be like pretty immediate because my stomach at that point will be like,
and yeah, I'm like, right.
How did you go from literally not hungry? I'm nauseous. I don't want any food to
right. I mean, me, that the only this is why I said I'm not freaking out yet because I will make my coffee, drink my whole coffee, work out. And then be like, why am I freaking out right now? Like literally tweaking. I'm like, I'm so anxious. I'll sit down to do something and I like can't start. And I'm scrolling and I'm opening and closing Instagram for literally 35 minutes. I did the other day, freaked myself out, called her. And I was like, I'm not okay. I think something's happening. I don't know what's going on. And she was like, have you eaten? And I was like, no. And she was like, did you have coffee? And I was like, yeah. She's like, you're so stupid. And I was like, yeah, you're right. She's like, go eat something. Like, if you eat, you won't be freaking out. Like,
she literally had some crackers and water.
Yeah. And then I was like,
oh, all my problems are solved.
Yeah.
Pull them up.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm like, right.
I am a person who shouldn't drink coffee, but I do it because I really like the taste and the like ritual of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't drink a lot of coffee and it's usually decaf. I call it the contemplative protein shake, where it's not a full protein shake. You're not trying to drink. You don't feel gross. But when you're in the morning and you cannot eat because you're like nauseous, or you're just not hungry. It's like half. It's a full scoop of protein powder, which is usually like half a serving in a small glass. And I use my milk frother to like froth it up because I can down that in like 2-3 gulps.
Right. Mm.
And it's while the coffee is like pouring from the machine or while I'm doing the thing. So I'm already in the kitchen. I'm already next to the sink. I can put the dish there. It's like not, it doesn't feel like an extra thing or a whole thing I have to get through, but it's just a little something.
And then you have something in your stomach.
Protein.
Yeah.
Girl.
Right.
And I am so liquid. That's why I do my green juice in the morning, because it feels like something more than just a glass of water. So this protein liquid, like, no, I'm like, how do I get more food in the morning? That's because I just don't want food. Like,
how do I get?
No, I don't want it.
How do I get the benefits of eating food without eating the food?
In the morning, yeah.
In the
protein,
morning.
That's so smart.
Well, yeah, that's
and
smart.
I have made like protein shakes, but I don't know why I didn't think of like to always have those like in the morning.
My therapist, when she was pregnant, recommended the protein on an empty stomach, or especially a nauseous stomach. Because that was something that happened a lot during her pregnancy. And she just always had like a handful of nuts on her because it would settle her stomach. And I was like, that's genius. Why have I never thought of that?
I always had nuts on the side of my bed because I would wake up with so much pain. Do you remember? That was like a time in my life where I was like, it was like absurd. Like, no, I would never be really hungry. Wild. But then I would wake up at like 6 a.m. being like, I've never eaten anything
ever.
And I thought it was like I wasn't eating enough the night before. So I started eating like a lot the night before. I would still wake up just like a pain above my belly button, like so sharp, like the feeling of like I'm so hungry. And I would literally just eat either baby food, remember? Because that was
Cheerios,
like easy.
Baby,
Cheerios.
The puffs.
The puffs. Because it's food, like not so much, but I could like just stick it in my mouth and like finish it and I would go back to bed.
Yeah, and it's like bland too. So it's just getting something in your stomach that won't
upset
it.
Yeah. Oh my God, this conversation is changing my life. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So that was noon.
No. We're at lunchtime.
We're at lunchtime.
What do you guys do for lunch? And when do you take
from
your
the
lunch?
Sound of it, suffer.
Yeah. It's around 1 o'clock and it's just.
I'm just like running. I honestly don't think that I actually like consecutively eat lunch until like 2.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I have to like do things. And in my head, I'm like, it's so much more important to do the things, which like, yes. But also no.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, no, for
yes,
sure.
Things need to get done, but also you like making lunch or ordering lunch or whatever for 30 minutes is fine.
Yeah.
Like, and just take a second to do it.
And it honestly, as I'm hearing myself talk about it, I'm like, you know, if you planned a little bit, like, because I open the fridge in a panic of there's nothing that I can just heat up. So I end up being like, oh, well, I'm just going to have some like nuts or cheese or something like side to like curb the craving till I can sit down and like make the food. Mm-hmm. But if I were to like meal prep or like, I don't know, just like something that's like strong in protein and it's like ready in the fridge for when I do, I'm like, oh my God. I open the fridge and it's there.
I also think it's so easy to like not actually cook meals when you're at home.
Yeah.
Because you can just like go to the fridge whenever you want. Like I could go every 10 minutes to grab a piece of cheese and a cracker and snack on that all night. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at like in the office, I need to make a meal, bring it, or go buy a meal, you know. But like I'm at home, I can just go back and forth to the fridge all day. It's fine.
Sorry. So random sidebar. I just looked over at the camera. And I've been feeling through this episode that I'm, like, slowly sinking into the couch.
I'm screaming.
And I'm, like, fully like this at this point.
Honestly, wait, I'm actually looking at the wide shot, and that looks extra funny.
I started so funny. Upright.
Right.
And now I'm, like,
Sierra's, like,
so at 10 o'clock.
She's, like, this is when I, you know, she's tilting the mic up.
Oh yeah, that's why earlier you were like, "What? Wait, hold on."
That's why I keep having to readjust the mic because I keep sliding down. And you know what? No, I look at this. I have
no good. You're comfy. You're pregnant,
girl. Okay, I was gonna say, you know what? I have to fix this, but
no,
I'll just be here.
So if I'm at home during Grace's nap, if she takes like a real nap, I usually use that time for if I have work to get done. I'll come up to my office and do a little bit of work.
let me just like focus on the vlog in this time and do something there. And if I don't have work stuff to do, I'll usually do stuff around the house. So I'll like pick up downstairs or do the dishes or whatever needs to be done. And it used to be that that was like the whole nap. I would like be productive either in work ways or personal ways. Now I kind of split it because I'm so freaking tired all the time.
Right.
So usually I'm like, okay, I'm going to do whatever needs, whatever I have on my to-do list in the first half of the nap, feel productive. And then after that, however long she sleeps, that is my time to loaf.
Nice.
So if I need to vlog, I'll do that at the beginning. If I need to, you know, clean up, if I need to, if I have a meeting, because a lot of the times I'll do that at like 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then I will chill until she wakes up.
Nice. Which would be around what time?
Anywhere between 2:30 and 3:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Yeah, I'm knee deep into work at those times. Like now I'm like back in it. And I'm honestly probably there not doing much else until like 6:30. Mm-hmm. That's when I'll like stop to like do dinner or like something. Like that's when I'll stop to like do something different. I might go back to work. I probably will. But now I'm like, okay, well, it's the evening now. Like it's now the evening. It's time for dinner. Or like if I'm going to go see somebody or do something, it's like now we're like probably moving forward that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'll probably be working. Work, work, work till I'll be doing like my 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Till about like 5, 6, depending how much is going on. Mm-hmm. There are so many times when I literally just clock off from my other work and I'm like dive right back into like my stuff or like my creative stuff. Like I'm just like trying to either create, edit, or shoot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
While the sun's still up, maybe. If it is, which now it's which now not. Is simply so, not. Oh my gosh. When it's 4 o'clock and I'm still working on like my other job, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's 8 o'clock.
I'm like literally like, racing. Like for what? I don't know.
I know.
Because
like
to have daylight.
When it's dark, it really just feels like the day's over.
It does.
It's like 4:30 and I'm like, well, time for bed.
Yeah. And like for me with Grace, like that limits the amount of time that we can do activities.
Right. Right.
Like right now, Steven gets off of work. It's already dark. In the summertime, Steven gets off of work. Let's go to the park.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go on a walk. Like let's go do something. And now it's like, we are home.
We're home. Yeah. Because it's indoors. Pitch black outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the SpongeBob song, the indoors.
Yep.
Indoors.
Yeah, right.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
So what time is it? It's about 5, 6. We're doing dinner at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For dinner us, time. Our afternoons are usually more chill because we've been doing our outing in the morning lately. Mm. On the occasion that we do stay home all morning, usually we'll go do something more chill in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But by the time she's done with her nap or attempted nap, you know, it feels like, okay, we're on the home stretch. Like Steven usually gets home between 5:30 and 6. So if it's like 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh, we're like, it's practically the evening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just like play at home, do whatever. And then Steven gets home between 5:30 and 6. Or if he's working from home, he usually clocks out between 5 and 5:30. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then the evening starts.
What time do you guys have dinner around?
Pretty early. I'd say maybe 6:30.
Yeah.
Usually.
What about you, Ryan? What do you think you're doing dinner? she's shaking her head like, don't even ask right now.
Late.
Yeah.
Late because if I'm eating dinner alone, it's just going to be whenever I get around to it.
I feel that.
Yeah. So that could be 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it could be 10 o'clock. Like it literally could be whenever. And if I'm like going to Ryan's house or we're gonna have dinner, then it's probably also like 8 or 9 because like he's got to get off work too. So it's like definitely late. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel like I'm like so starving because everything like it's just later. Like
you
it's
have
the
lunch
same
later.
Time, but it's just later in the day. Mm-hmm. But it is late. You know, I mean, average people aren't having dinner at like 8 or 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny because I saw a comment on my vlog a couple weeks ago that was like, what time do Americans have dinner? Because in this vlog, you said that you were meeting up with your family for dinner at 4:30. And I was also watching Ryan's vlog today and she said it was 9 p.m. and she was going out to dinner. And I'm like, yeah, that's not an Americans thing. That's just a Sierra and Ryan thing.
Yeah, right.
I was about to ask, let us know in the comments when you have dinner because I feel like that's so the biggest varying thing day to day. Like, when do you eat?
I will say in the summers, we eat later. because it's dark later.
Right.
So, like, if we're going and doing something, it's like Steven's done with work. Let's go to the park. Let's go do this. And sometimes we're not eating until, like, 7 or 7:30.
Right.
Because we're enjoying the outdoor time. Yeah. But when it's dark so early, it's like, well, the day is wrapping up.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't have anything left to do but eat. So let's do that. This is our last activity for the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's usually when I get some, like, chill time, too, is when Steven gets home, but before we start dinner, because Grace is excited to see him.
Right.
He's excited to see her, and I am tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like,
all right. Like, tap in real quick. Let me take a quick.
In, like, 20 or 30 minutes, we'll start dinner, and usually, like, one of us cooks and the other one is with Grace, and we just kind of, like, whoever is feeling whatever then. Mm-hmm. But before then, I'm like, I will take my moment.
Right.
Right.
Let me breathe for a sec.
But also, like, isn't it wild that the expectation used to be that women would care for the children and cook? Because Steven and I talk about that all the time. Like, it's hard to do both.
Right.
Especially with, like, young kids.
Right.
Like, with us, it's like, okay, who's doing which? Not someone's doing both.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone's doing all.
Yeah.
And the other one's just not.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, my dad was, like, would have to work, like, super late, so my mom would pick us up from school, and we would kind of eat, like, on over their time, which is, like, you have, like, comida and then a cena, so you actually eat, like, kind of two meals, so I would have, like, my dinner, quote-unquote, around, like, 3:34 when I would get home from school, and then I would do homework, wash up, and then you have another meal at night, which is the cena, and you'll have, like, a cereal, PB&J or something like that. And I feel like I'm still kind of on that time, and I always want to eat dinner around 3:34, and when boy Ryan is home and not traveling for work, he's like, what are we doing? He's like,
it's the
here
middle of the day.
He's like, what yeah,
right.
And it's like, I realize that's when I'm like, oh, I'm like not on a, like, a good eating clock, because I'm like doing different stuff than him, and so, like, it definitely is a dance in trying to get us on the same eating schedule, because I'm like, you're usually not here, so I, like, don't have to, like, be like, what's happening for dinner? I'll just, like, when I'm done working, order something or heat something up that I want, and it doesn't have to be, like, including protein, greens, everything, because, you
right
know,
girl dinner.
Yeah,
girl
it's very much girl dinner, and because of boy Ryan in my life, he has been like, we have got to have veggies, protein in this, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Right.
Bringing protein and sunlight, I'm like, okay.
Right,
we're doing too much.
I also just, like, I grew up in a family where we didn't eat out a lot, but we also didn't do, like, a full dinner. Like, it wasn't like a, here's the side and the main and the, like, sometimes we just have, like, taquitos for dinner.
Yeah.
Or, like, I remember Steven thought it was so weird one time he came over to my parents' house and, like, for dinner we were having, like, a baked potato bar. And he was like, that's, like, so, like, that's the side. Like, what else are we having? I'm like,
no, that's
just,
like,
a baked potato. Like,
yeah.
Put whatever you want on it.
We did. We had, like, a combination of, like, having, like, full-on meals and then having meals that were, like, everybody just figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was, like, freezer food or, like, if somebody was going to drive somewhere, like.
Hamburger helper. Did you guys have that?
Oh, yeah.
We were a hamburger helper family.
Same.
Still am. I'm sorry.
No, literally.
And then
same.
I do it. Some sort of vegetable in the steamer. That was right. It was, like, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would have, like, salad.
Yeah.
We always were, and, like,
you,
yeah, I get
did
it.
Did you but make the salad or was it the prepackage?
Oh, it was a prepackage.
Of course.
Duh.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
You think I'm going to measure out the dressing and everything?
What is this called? Chopping lettuce?
No. Oh, no.
Girl, bye. No. No.
Girl, bye.
No, it's simply prepackage. Absolutely.
I love a pre-made salad.
I love and the Southwestern add, like, one. Ooh. I love that one. It has, like, corn in it and, like, the tortilla chips.
The little chip spices.
Yeah, so good.
I like that one and the one that has cranberries and, like, the poppy seed dressing.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
That's
one.
A good one, too.
You know what's crazy about poppy seeds?
Wow.
It can make you test positive for opium, like opioids.
Wait, yes, yes.
And
I did
so,
know
like,
that.
If people, like, if you eat, like, a poppy seed bagel or, like, a poppy seed dressing, like, before you go into labor, because they have to do a drug test always, they'll, like, be like, calling CPS because they're like, this woman is on opioids.
Do a drug test before giving birth?
Like, during the, what's it, like, when they're doing, like, the blood panel and everything.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like a drug test, but that's, like, one of the things that they're running.
But also would make sense because, like you said, like, they're, like, testing
like
and then
maybe
they're, like,
something's going on.
But I saw this TikTok of this woman who, like, went through this crazy ordeal all because she had a poppy seed bagel the morning she went into labor.
Oh, I did not know about
that. Yeah, I knew about the poppy seed bagels because, fun fact, I did get suspended from school in high school. So dumb. Anyways, I had to take drug tests.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, all the, you know, the kids that were like smoking a little weed that you like knew or that were like, you know,
like, don't.
And they were like, yo, bro, like, make sure you don't have like a poppy seed bagel before you go take, cause you know, they're gonna. And I was like, noted, never forgot. That was just like a fun fact that I knew.
Isn't that weird though?
So weird. And I'm like, I feel like there should be a way to figure out.
Right.
That it's poppy seeds.
Especially
because
poppy
opium.
Seeds are like common.
Yeah, they're like on everything bagels.
So that's what you guys are up to for dinner. Yeah. Do you usually eat dinner with your partners or is it kind of varying?
Well, I don't live with mine, so right. It just depends on like if we're together that night or not.
Yeah. It just is if he's home, we'll try to set up dinner. But if not, then I'm just at the laptop on the phone still going. Yeah.
Yeah, because then I don't, like, have to talk, right? I'm not, like, trying – we're not, like, having dinner together. I'm just, like, by myself, so let me
– And I'll bring it to the side of the laptop because at that
point,
I'm, like,
try to, like, take a break. Like, I'll be, like, okay, my break is going to be me eating this meal. So, like, I'll eat my meal, and, like, that's as long as the break is, and then the meal's done, and I'm, like, okay, back to what we're doing.
Fair, yeah. Because I sometimes will be, like, okay, let's put on some TV that I've watched a bazillion times just to turn
or
off.
Or, like, I have this 30-minute vlog that I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
Or, like, this 15-minute vlog, and I'm going to eat and watch this vlog. And then that's it.
Yeah. And while I'm eating, if Ryan's not home, there's either a podcast, YouTube, movie, or something playing in the background because I will not be left alone with my thoughts.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely playing TV in the background for sure.
Yeah. Around, like once the sun sets, we got TVs on, everything's on because I just, like, it's like, I don't know, when it's dark, I'm like, if I'm home alone. I'm like,
yeah, it's just giving,
I just feel alone. And I'm like,
also, it's giving that nobody's home, and I don't want other people to think that. No,
nobody's
or that I don't want anyone to think that I'm here by myself.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I'm just going to turn on everything and make everything so loud.
I like that during the day, you're like, want to be wrapped in darkness.
Yeah.
But at night, you're like, no,
turn
feel
on
alone.
Every light.
Yeah.
Something about nighttime. It's something about the nighttime. It's like spooky.
It totally
when
is.
When it's dark outside, like the other night, Steven was working late and Grace and I were coming home from her dance class in the evening and we were getting out of the car and there was like a guy walking by and like, he was probably just going to get his mail. But, you know, I'm just on alert.
Right.
And she starts going, where's daddy? Daddy working late? Daddy working? Daddy here? Where's daddy? Where's daddy? And I'm like, just not answering because I'm like,
right.
Let's. And usually I'm like, you know, pretty responsive to her. So I was like, let's go inside. Let's go inside. Like, I'll tell you when we're inside.
Right.
And she was just kept pushing. Where's daddy? Daddy not here? Daddy not here.
Right.
Daddy not here. I'm doors like, unlocked. Stop telling this man that the daddy's not here.
Daddy not here? She's like, doors unlocked?
Yeah.
Home alone?
Right.
Key is in the
keys
bushes?
In car? Yeah, literally.
So I'm like, let's go inside. And she was like so confused. And then we shut the door. I'm like, daddy's going to be home in an hour. Like, it's going to be me and you. We're going to have dinner together. And she was just like.
Okay, but you could have told her in the car, girl.
Right. Daddy not here?
Right. You're like, girl.
Oh my
stop.
God.
Respectfully, please. No, your daddy's not here because. Yeah.
I will say, lately for me, I have been going to bed so early. The time between after dinner and bedtime, significantly shorter window than it used to be.
Right.
It used to be that then we'd have some family time. Either Steven or I would do bath and bedtime. Usually if I was home on one of my days home with Grace, he does bath time and then we'll split up bedtime. If I've been working, usually I wanted to have that time. Mm-hmm. But lately it's like, all right, we're doing – and then it would be like, oh, now she's asleep and we'll have some time together and then we'll have some solo time. Then we'll go to bed at like 11, sometimes midnight. Now it's like, oh, all right, we did it bath time. We did bedtime. It's 9:30 and I am also going to sleep. Good night.
Right.
I'm like, there's no time left.
No.
I used to feel like the evenings were like – I had so much time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you've been, now that you're pregnant, you've been feeling like you're like, I'd rather sleep.
Yeah. It's fully like pregnancy. I'm just exhausted. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I feel like no matter how much I sleep, I'm still tired.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like
never enough sleep.
It's never enough.
Dude, you're growing a human being. I can imagine how much like energy that takes.
Yeah.
Right? Like as you're sitting here growing a baby.
Right.
Yeah, and it used to be that like, oh, I exactly just being productive all the time.
Right.
But it used to be that like, oh yeah, you know, I could get a little more sleep tonight, but I'd really enjoy to like stay up and watch a show. Now it's like, why would I watch a show when I could be sleeping?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right. So that's kind of how my evenings go.
Yeah,
sometimes if Grace goes to bed a little bit earlier, because it also depends who's doing bath and bedtime. I'm a little more regimented with the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, he can be,
he takes his time. He can be pushed a little bit. When she starts doing the delays, you know, pushing everything to try and, like, procrastinate a little bit. Oh, well, I need to get some water. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I forgot this toy.
I kind of have to pee a little.
Yeah. Right. He indulges it a little bit more than me. Mm. So with me, her bedtime's usually, like, closer to 8:30. With Steven, sometimes it's like, we're getting close to 10.
I'm screaming.
So it also depends.
Right.
Who's doing the bedtime.
Uh-huh. Grace is like, Dad's putting me to bed tonight.
Right. You're like, I'm going to do all please. The stuff.
Daddy, I love
Daddy's
you.
Got this.
You know,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, they will whip out anything.
Let
yeah.
me bat my eyelashes.
And totally. Yeah. And he eats it up. And she now knows, like, right. she doesn't try things with me that she'll try with him.
Right.
Because she knows right. it's not going to work.
Right. She's like, I tried that. She wasn't going for it.
So sometimes Steven and I will still have at least a little bit of time left together in the evenings before I am, like, simply passed out.
Right.
We'll, like, watch TikToks together or just talk about, like, the plans for the day. Mm. It's also, like, really hard to have, like, logistical conversations with a toddler around if we're trying to, like, plan for something. Or,
right.
Or, like, business stuff, too. That's when we'll try to, like, talk about that stuff real quick. And then I'm peacing out.
She's like, all right, did yep. we get everything? All right.
She's like, goodbye and good night.
He literally.
Yeah. He's had a lot more video game time than usual lately.
I'm oh. sure.
Because usually we're like splitting up the evening and now it's like, I am going to sleep.
And he has all of these.
He's like, I have 4 hours for video game time.
Right.
That's so nice.
All right. What are the evenings post-dinner like for you guys?
After dinner, I'll go outside and garden. And then after gardening, mm-hmm. I will.
Cute.
Sierra, did you aw?
Yeah, I did aw.
Girl, not that kind shit. Of gardening.
Oh.
And then.
Oh! Hell yeah, I'm like, brother.
I'm like, oh, she's trimming up her
dude,
pants.
Me too. Because I know she has some shit. I know that Ryan and her have been like tending to the leaves or whatever.
I am tending.
She's
yeah.
got a green thumb.
Yeah. 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 You're tending to no, the
she's
leaves.
She's tending to the leaves.
She's tending.
She's tending.
I'll go out, do some gardening, and then I'll right. come back, and then I will do the second wind of my creative, whether it's like edit.
Right.
Or create. Then you've got the gas.
And then I've got the gas.
She's got the
and
gas.
And I'm like, all right, what are we doing? What right. are we giving?
Brain, do
the
it.
The brain is on, and then at that yeah. point, I'll like, be like, girl, Ryan should probably be done with work. So now it's like an okay time to harass her. So I'll call her and be like, right. hey, girl, what you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And right. hopefully she will not. Give me a minute.
Yeah, I do. I do. I
no,
do.
You always do. And I that's do. T because on the vlog, she's like, guess who the hell's calling me again?
Always. I'm always in the middle of filming a clip and then she calls. I'm like, it's like her ears are ringing.
She's like, she knows I'm busy.
Literally. Yeah. Same with the gardening.
Yeah.
But then also, if it's a Thursday, I'm absolutely going out.
A Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday is like Friday in LA.
I was just confirming. I was like, yeah. all Thursdays, you're like, that's when I'm.
Probably, because I'm also at Ryan's.
Yeah.
Like, that's when, like, that starts, like, the weekend. It's, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah. When you don't live with your boyfriend, you got to pack the overnight bag. Yeah. It starts on Thursday.
It starts on Thursday.
Through
so,
Sunday. Yeah.
Thursday is, like, I'm, like, okay, I'm going over there. And his roommates are always, like, trying to do some shit and get into some stuff. So it's, like, we're always going. We, like, go out and, like, hang out. Somebody's, like, thinking about getting some beers. And everybody's, like, yeah, I could maybe. And then we rage. And then it's great. You know? But, yeah, I definitely do, like, a little mini, like, going out. It's, like, the pre-Friday,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't go hard because it's still Thursday, and then Friday I still have to work. But then, like, Friday night comes, I'm like, no, I'm prepped because we, like, did, like, the pretend one on Thursday. Mm-hmm, and now mm-hmm. I'm like, let's go for real, guys.
Right. Right.
That's you're like not going hard, but you're also not at home watching Harry Potter alone.
Right.
It's the pregame to the
Yeah,
weekend.
It's the pregame to the – yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And so then that's just, like – that's from like 9 on. And then I probably go to bed at like 1 or 2.
Oh my gosh, I feel that. TBT. I used to do that in my young days when I didn't live with my boyfriend and I'd pack my little overnight bag to yeah. like go spend it with him. And like at that point, I feel like vacation. Like it's
well, that's
like,
and that's like why I think we do stay up more and like do more because we don't live together.
That's the mm-hmm. time that you have together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So like if at any point we do live together, I guarantee we're not staying up until 2 in the morning. Like, right. you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, also at this point, too, like, I definitely, like, will just send myself to bed now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't try to, like, stay up with him and, like, do the most. Like, I'm like, I already did that. I put in my work. Like, I've been here for over a year. Like, we're good. I'll see you in the morning, girl. Like, it's fine. So I will be like, good night and goodbye.
I feel
like also not like me going to bed at like 8:30 and you probably like haven't just, even like started the night.
No, I'm like putting on makeup to go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's on having friends in different stages of life.
And that's on, that's what my day looks like. That's what your day looks like. And that's what your day looks like.
You know what I'm doing at 1 o'clock when you're getting ready for bed?
Going pee.
I'm getting up for my first pee of the night.
Right. Right. What time do you go to bed?
I am at grandma. I go to bed very early. I will be in bed 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done because I wake up so early.
Yeah, right. That's true. And that's the thing too, right? It's like the earlier you go to bed, the earlier you wake up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And then I'll just be like on the phone, on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a TV in your rooms?
Absolutely.
I do. Yes. I don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't have a TV in our room.
Which how does that work for you?
I just never have. Mm-hmm. Like growing up, my parents were anti-TV in the room. My parents were always like a little iffy about just TV in general.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And so it wasn't like normal for me to have a TV in my room. So when I moved into my first apartment, I had a TV, I put it in the living room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to watch something, I would watch it on my laptop. Mm. And then when Steven and I moved in together, he moved into what was already my apartment. So mm-hmm. no TV.
Right.
And that was just our normal. But he brought it up to me recently. He's like, and wouldn't it be nice if there was just a TV right there? And I'm like, but then I would never get out of bed.
Right.
Mm, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did have a TV. Okay. Not when I was like, I definitely didn't get one until I was like double digits because TV is like weird. And I also simply did not have cable. Like, I can only watch, like, DVDs and stuff. Right. So I wasn't watching, like, crazy things. But I just love it because it makes me feel, like, cozy at, like, night.
Yeah.
And also, it's just nice. And I think this is, like, not – this is not relevant to your situation or yours because you live with your significant others. But, like, Ryan has roommates. I have a roommate. I want to be cuddled and bundled up and watching a movie, but I don't want to be doing that on the couch.
Or in the living room with his roommate.
In the living room, I want to do that, but, like, I want it – like, I'm not trying to, like
– Oh, yeah. Your bed to TV time is so important for sure. Because that's, like, in his room where you don't have to be in the, like, the public.
Right, yeah. Right. And, like, same with mine, too. And also, I just really like watching TV when I go to bed. Even, like, I turn it off. Like, I never fall asleep with the TV on, but it's just, like –
The noise. The roommates element is so interesting because I just realized the only time I ever had a TV in my room was when I lived in a dorm and I had roommates.
Right.
Because it was like there were individual rooms attached to like a shared living space.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
And so I had a dorm, but technically like the dorm was shared, but my individual room was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm going to put the TV in my room.
Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe that will change if I feel like I can watch TV freely whenever and do whatever at some point. But yeah, I am thinking now, like, also Ryan did not have a TV in his room when we first started dating. And then he was like, I was thinking about getting a TV. I was like, you should get a TV.
Yep.
And then he did. And it was great.
What's your go-to show to watch when you're getting ready for bed? Because I know actual sleep, you're listening to ASMR.
Yeah. Family Guy.
Okay.
Yeah. The Family Guy or American Dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Because it's also, I'm not actually trying to watch. I just like want it on.
Yeah.
And making noise. And like, I'll look and peek and laugh, but it's just to feel the vibes. I don't even know.
Yeah. I so get the need for like just a background noise show because and I'm going to need another one soon. When I was breastfeeding Grace, I needed a show that I was just on in the background. I could kind of like laugh at if and when I was paying attention.
Right.
When I was breastfeeding, because I'd wake up in the middle of the night to breastfeed. I'm like, I need something to keep me awake.
Right.
But it also can't be so interesting that when I'm like distracted fixing this or like putting her back to bed or anything that I'm like, oh, what happened? Like, let me rewind.
Right.
Yeah.
So
what about like Housewives?
Last time it was the Kardashians. It was Glee and then the Kardashians. Maybe I should do Housewives.
You should do Housewives.
Of Potomac.
Yeah. Yeah. What should I start with? I mean, I also, okay. The iconic ones obviously are like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills, obviously. Mm-hmm. New York. And then we really like Potomac. That's a newer one.
Okay.
But like,
can I start with Potomac or do I need
anything?
Okay.
Because they're not related.
Comment below which one I should start with. Because I really like that idea. And it also has to be one that if Steven's up with me in the middle of the night that he can like enjoy in small bites.
Oh, he's
going to eat it up.
Mm-hmm,
I think. Because they also, I mean, this because it's reality TV. If you miss anything, they're going to be like previously on Real Housewives of wherever all this happened. You're like, right, got it, thanks.
And it's always like drama like with the husbands or the kids. And so like he will be able to be like, oh, not that husband, you know, like,
yeah. Right. Right, not the scandal.
Not the and it's always goddamn it's drama. Just, it's just it is drama. So much.
And the Bravoverse is very similar to the Marvelverse. So I feel like lore-wise, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It goes back a long time and a lot of stuff.
A lot of people analyzing it, so you'll have like other content to consume after consuming
it. Oh, yeah, and I'm sure the video essays on Real Housewives are probably so good.
I'm sure I'll have so many more to watch.
Love that.
I do love this.
I like that as an idea for my breastfeeding show. Because I've been thinking, at first I was like, oh, maybe I'll do like Say Yes to the Dress or something.
Mm.
Also fun.
Or like TLC's like Four Weddings. Like something that's just.
Right. Oh my God, TBT.
Yeah. Throwback.
I loved the TLC shows.
Me too.
They were good.
I did.
They were really good.
I was so invested to like Little People Big World like every night.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
I loved that show.
That was a good one.
Loved it.
Yeah. They're all incredibly unhinged in their own way. Yeah. Like a little bit like, oh, this is kind of like not the tea.
Yeah.
Like, this is a bit much, but so entertaining.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what about it.
Are you a person who lays their head on the pillow and then is like out? Are you watching stuff to go to bed?
No, I'm putting on some TV in the background, but it's always like something that I like have binge watched before. So like I just wrapped up Sex and the City. So like I literally started from the top. And now that I'm done with it, I'm like, oh, shit, what do I do now? Which, by the way, I am also receiving like binge worthy because before that I did Game of Thrones. So it's like those kind of vibes. So give me something to binge, which actually I lied. I did start Fargo because there's a new season. And Ryan was like, oh,
you're watching Fargo.
Oh, is it? You can see on on the TV. We share.
Yeah.
I'm watching Fargo.
It was that one and then the chef one. I was like, who's watching this? Like,
wait, which chef one?
The one with that white man in the front. Bear.
Oh, yes. That's bear such a bear. Yeah. The bear. About cooking. So good. One. Oh, my God. Please do. So Fargo also is like Housewives where it's like different characters for different seasons. So like I just started like the new season that's happening and binging the ones that have already passed.
Oh, so you're just like going backwards.
Yeah. But I'm almost done and like the new episodes come out every week. So I need something new.
Okay,
so
comment something for her
as
well. Yes.
Well, this was fun.
Very.
I like really enjoyed the hour by hour of like what you guys are doing while I'm doing my mom shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to bed and I'm going out.
Yes. Which we should maybe make this like an annual thing to see how their routines change.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. Sure. Yeah, you're about to have a drastic one.
Yeah. Even like going through this routine, I'm like, and this will be inaccurate in a couple months.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We should totally do it again.
Agreed.
Would love.
Make it a January thing.
Yeah. How was your whole year? What was it like? What was your routine?
Right. Yeah. DT. Imagine checking in with us like from a January from now.
I know. I wonder how different. Because this January is already so different from last January.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before we go, let's do our Woo Girl Minute.
Yes.
I want to dedicate today's Woo Girl Minute to our friend Hazel. Hazel says that it is a big win for her this year that especially Ryan will get. And it is that she had her first ballet solo this year. She said, I started dance a lot later in life than many others, but love it and am proud of myself for getting that solo.
Oh,
woo! Congrats,
love
Hazel.
That. Congrats. And also, I mean, you saying that you started later in life, like that can be hard, right? Because so many dancers are like, yeah, I've been dancing since I was literally two. And you're like, I just started. But like performing is like such a huge step in the right and like it just forward. So I'm so proud of you. That's awesome. That's sick.
And it can be really hard to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
It's scary to try new things like that.
It's scary.
Especially when people have been doing it forever.
Yep.
And it feels like, oh, maybe I missed this window. Mm-hmm. I think about you a lot, P, with that, with like you talking about how you wanted to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
Right.
Of like those things that you feel like, oh, well, if I missed that when I was a child, like,
I guess I missed it.
No, but you can go back. You can do ballet. You can learn to swim. You can learn to drive or ride a bike or whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
It's not too late. If you are still here, we are still have the opportunity to do it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like Mr. Worldwide says. Now,
what is he saying? I never really understand what he's saying, but he's like, the day above ground is a good day. No, remember that. Now, I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. That song. Yes. Let's reference whatever he's saying that. Yeah, I will go back.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the one of, this is for anybody who's been through tough times. Believe there, been there, done that.
Yes, that's that song. That's that. Yeah. That's literally
that same
song.
Believe
me, been there, done that. The day. I'm going to look up the literal lyrics right now so I can say it right now. No, what is it?
Say, while you're looking at that, I saw, because he just says inspirational shit backstage and his social team gets it.
Yeah.
And I saw a TikTok of that and there was a comment that basically said, that Pitbull could be Shakespeare, but Shakespeare could not be Pitbull. Facts. And I was like, it has never left my brain since hearing it.
Facts. He's the other one. He's the one, too, that says, like something about the world. Now let's take a shot to the thing. It's like so many things back to back to back. And somebody, like, I saw a TikTok, somebody, like, rehearsed it, like, learned it, and then said it, like, as the prayer.
Oh.
And their grandma was like, hello.
I love that.
It was so funny.
It says, this is for everybody going through tough times. Believe me, been there, done that. But every day, a day above. I will actually never be able to say it. That's the actual problem.
Right.
But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that. Dale.
And with that, thank you for watching or listening to 20 Whatever. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. If you want your woo girl moment in the show, make sure to comment that in the comments of this video or on Instagram. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.